Welcome to our Advent Reflection Series on the O Antiphons. The O Antiphons are seven antiphons prayed immediately before the Magnificat during Vespers in the week before Christmas. Each antiphon begins with the exclamation O, which is why they're popularly called the O Antiphons. They cover the period of Advent preparation known as the octave before Christmas from December 17th to December 23rd. Today's antiphon for December 21st in Latin is O Oriens, or in English, O Radiant Dawn. O Radiant Dawn, splendor of eternal light, Sun of Justice, come and shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death. Each of the O antiphons is meant to help us to come to know our Savior by calling to mind one of the titles of the Messiah that the prophet Isaiah refers to. Today's O Antiphon refers not just to a dawn, to a new light, but to a radiant dawn. If you've ever gazed on a sunrise, especially one where the colors are so bright, so potent, literally, you see a radiance coming. That gives us an idea of the Christ child. It's a new day, a new beginning. We have those moments in our lives where sometimes we desperately want a new beginning, a new, fresh start. The Christ child every Christmas gives us an opportunity for that. For the Catholic Church, the season of Advent is the beginning of a new church liturgical year, a new dawn, if you will. And it's something very powerful as we prepare for Christmas to say, what's an area of my life where I'd like to make a new start, where I'd like something to be different than before, and to ask the Messiah, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to be that splendor, to be that place of eternal light, that Sun of Justice. And especially to shine on those places where we can dwell in the darkness of sin and that shadow of death. Our Lord desires to shine within us, to dispel those places of darkness. And wherever we allow the Christ child to dwell, there is a new start, a new dawn, a new life in that place. One of my favorite types of prayers is called an imaginative prayer. And in imaginative prayer, one imagines our Lord. And a particular type of imaginative prayer is healing of memories. There can be those memories where we experience pain and woundedness in our lives, and we can invite our Lord's light into that place. The memory can seem dark, can seem like a place of death. But as we invite the Christ child into that place, the light of our Lord dispels that darkness in the memory, transforms it, and brings about a place of new life. I now invite you to meditate upon this O Antiphon as sung by our Director of Sacred Music, Dr. Storm.
Oriens, splendor lucis eterne, et sol justitiae, veni et illumina, sedentes in tenebris, et umbra mori.